the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Blonde Mink. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Well, one night I am sitting in Mindy's enjoying a late snack after a hard day of trying to make some bobs, when who sits down beside me but Julie the Starker. He looks at me for a minute, then says...
Broadway, I see Slats slaving today.
You what?
I see Slats today.
Julie, you are crazy. That is something you cannot do.
Nevertheless, I do. Well, see you later.
And with that, Julie gets up and walks away. He leaves me with a dill pickle stuck in my throat. Now, why his words should give me a cold chill and make me lose my appetite is something I will tell you about in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Blonde Mink.
Like I say, Julie gets up and walks away, but I catch my breath and start after him. I grab him just before he gets out the door, and the scene is as follows.
There is something wrong, Broadway?
I do not know yet. But Julie, you are kidding me, huh?
No. I tell you, I see Slats today.
Julie, Slats is dead. I know because I go to his funeral a week ago.
Oh, sure. I know he is dead.
But you see him today.
Look, today I go to the cemetery, maybe to put a few posies in his grave, you know? And there is nobody around, only me. I am there maybe 5 minutes and thinking what a great pal Slats was.
Yeah, I know all that, Julie. He is a great guy, and we are all sorry he is no more. But that is neither here nor any place. What I want to know
is... like I say, I am there maybe 5 minutes when I hear him talk to me.
Slats?
Sure. Who else knows me in the cemetery?
Go on. Talk some more.
So he says hello, I say hello, and we talk.
What about?
Oh, about this and that, but mostly how cold he is.
Truly, you are making me almost believe this.
Why not? It is true. Well, I leave the cemetery, and I am not able to think of anything else but poor Slats.
I can understand this.
Broadway, I love that guy like he is my brother. He is the only citizen who ever gives me a break when I am down and out.
Yeah, I know, but he...
The time I get knocked out in a ring by the tiger, remember? I'm in the hospital.
Sure, but...